With the American Express Platinum Card, you can unlock over $1,500 in value annually with statement credits on select purchases and other benefits. That means getting access to even more of your favorite things. More jet setting. More trend setting. And more resetting.
And downward dog.
The stage is set for you to do even more with the American Express Platinum Card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/us/explore-platinum. Terms apply.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local DC Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Al Cooley here, host of Ghost in the Valley podcast. Before I get into my interview with psychic Stephanie Cowan, I have a special request that goes out to my thousands of loyal listeners. This request is not for me, but for a friend, Jody Chanel. My brother-in-law, Anthony Piccarelli, set up a GoFundMe link for Jody. The GoFundMe link is at the bottom of this episode. Jody is behind on his monthly expenses due to health reasons and zero income. Currently, Jody is behind 5 months on these expenses. No amount of your donation is too small. Your donations will help with his recovery, financially, physically, mentally, and emotionally. In November of 2021, Jody got COVID. By December, he was in the ICU for 8 days for a weakened heart muscle due to COVID, known as atrial fibrillation. Jody's heart was pumping only 15% when 50% is considered normal. It took until July of 2022 for Jody to recover enough to be cleared by his doctors to go back to work. By this time, he had no money. But Jody did find a job that he could do despite his weakened state. A couple of months later, Jody fell down some steps and fractured his tibia in his leg. Jody spent a month in a hospital and then sent to a nursing home for physical therapy. He was in the nursing home for 4 months. He has had no income since September of 2022. Jody is currently doing home therapy and on a walker. His time for returning to work is still uncertain. We have all fallen on hard times sometime in our lives. I am asking for help for Jody. Jody's GoFundMe page is at the bottom of this episode. If you donate and share the GoFundMe page, send me your name to cooley54@gmail.com, and I'll give you a shout-out on a future episode. Jody thanks you from the bottom of his heart for any amount you can afford. Prayers are also definitely welcome as well. Thank you. Welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I have psychic medium Stephanie Cowan. At 7 years old, Stephanie Cowan had the ability to see, hear, and feel spirit. Stephanie really didn't know the magnitude of her abilities until she was 21. After being diagnosed with some health issues, Stephanie decided to visit a psychic medium for some advice. It was during this session that Stephanie was told she was given the gifts of connecting with souls of those in spiritual world through her senses for future and past events. Realizing that she has these gifts, Stephanie felt the strong need to help others, which began her journey of learning more and opening herself to the divine. So in March of 2020, which was the beginning of the pandemic, that is when she decided to share her abilities with the world. More than ever, the world needed her help for hope and healing. Stephanie will do everything she can to fulfill her purpose and share her abilities to as many who will allow her to. I will be right back with my conversation with psychic medium Stephanie Cowan after these brief messages.
Hello, world. You're listening to Eleanor Wagner's Strange and Scary World here on the Paranormal UK Radio Network, where we're always creeping it real. I'm your host, Eleanor Wagner. Are you a lover of all things paranormal? Obsessed with ghosts and everything about them? Can't get enough of the spirit world and want to hear your next story? How about listening to stories from the people behind the scenes and how they got there? Do you like listening to stories from people living them? Are you intrigued by strange phenomena of all types? UFOs? Bigfoot? Scary underground tunnels right in your own neighborhood? Well, that's the kind of stuff you'll be listening to on Eleanor Wagner's Strange and Scary World. And you'll get a history lesson here and there along the way. I can't get enough of this stuff, and I'm going to share it all with you. You can follow me and find out more about my Lady Ghostbuster team's adventures at my website, AuthorEleanorWagner.com, where you'll find video updates, audio footage, and photographs from every investigation. Thank you, paranormal enthusiasts, for joining in today. Liked what you heard and listened to in this episode? Check out the full podcast. I hope you'll come back again. Remember to tap into your own gifts. Everyone has them. In the meantime, make sure you're creeping it real.
Today I have Stephanie Cowan as my guest. Stephanie is a well-known psychic medium in the state of Utah. Stephanie also assists in paranormal investigations with the Utah Paranormal Team, WASP. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. Been looking forward to it.
Yeah, I love when I have psychic mediums on the show.
Yeah, no, thank you. I love the excitement for it. It's definitely, it's a pleasure and it's fun to share my journey and my gifts and all my experience as a medium. So thank you again.
You know, getting started, I mean, I was looking at your bio. I see that at 7 years old, that you had the ability to see and hear and feel spirit.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the age of seven, you know, your parents or, you know, the adults look at it as, you know, your imagination and, you know, of course, which makes sense. You know, I'm a mom and I have my, you know, children tell me these kind of things. Now I look at it differently, but you know, back then they just thought I just had a crazy, you know, imagination. And now fast forward, I'm 47. So 40 years later, I look back and think, gosh, you know, that was my first real experience, you know, with using my mediumship abilities. And I mean, I can even go back to where I feel I had a near-death experience about a year prior. And I really feel like that near-death experience is what really opened up my abilities and my gifts, you know. So it's interesting now to look back and realize, wow, that was my first real true, you know, vision, if you will, or seeing an apparition. So it gives me chills every time I talk about it.
And you said you really didn't know the magnitude of your abilities until you were 21.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was, early 20s. And my mom, she is passed now, but I think she had some gifts, but she wasn't too sure about them. But she took me to a psychic medium and this lady was amazing. And she said, why are you not, you know, using these beautiful gifts to, you know, help others and to give any kind of hope or healing, you know? And at first I kind of laughed and thought, oh yeah, right. You know, she tells everybody this, but, she encouraged me to go and buy my first tarot deck. And I did, and just really started to, in a way, I guess, you know, practice, if you will, and just starting to really magnify all of my different, they call them clairs, or the, you know, the abilities or the senses. And yeah, it's been about 20, 26 years of a crazy journey.
You were saying you had some health issues, and so you decided to go see a psychic medium and for some advice. And it was during these sessions that you were told that you had the gifts of connecting with souls of those of the spiritual world through future and past events. You know, I thought that was, you know, kind of overwhelming to hear that, you know, going to see them. And they tell you that you have the ability.
Right. Oh, for sure. You know, but one thing I really, you know, that has really been so important, I feel, is that it made sense with everything I'd experienced from the age of 7 until 21. And when she was just validating all of the things that I was seeing and hearing and feeling, and really understanding that when, you know, when my third eye opened, and when your third eye opens, that's where you really start to connect with things that are unworldly. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like going to a doctor and you're like, all I need is a diagnosis, right? I just need to know that I'm not crazy, or, you know, that I really have something going on. And you know, she validated that. And if you look at the history of, if you interview many mediums, almost every single one of them has had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. And that near-death experience has caused a lot of autoimmune deficiencies, which that's my health issues that I have. And so it's interesting to see the similarities and the synchronicities, you know. Yeah, it just all made sense. And it helped me to realize, okay, I'm not crazy.
Right. You know how many times I hear that from all my guests, whether it be Bigfoot or UFOs or ghosts or.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, you know, you're labeled crazy. Or I remember back when I was small and young, and every time my mother, we would drive past a house that had tarot card readings, a sign out front, you know, my mother says, oh, that's witchcraft.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember that everybody that did that back then was labeled a witch or witchcraft or dark magic, you know, black magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was taboo. It was that, you know.
We've come a long way with social media.
Yeah. Oh, and that's one thing that I love, Al, is the fact that when I decided to come out about my gifts, I always say I came out of the broom closet, you know, mm-hmm. talking about the witchy side of things. But I decided to share my gifts right as the pandemic hit. And, you know, I explained that in my bio as well. But 2020, I was a very successful project manager for a large health organization. And I needed to do something that I felt like, you know, inspired me and brought me out of that kind of that funk, if you will. And I was terrified to share my gifts because of how things used to be, you know, like you just explained about, you know, that's witchcraft, that's taboo. Well, I decided to not know more. And I have been so pleasantly surprised. Here we are almost 3 years, and I got to quit my job with this organization. I now do what I love full time. So if anything, that is just right there. That's confirmation that people are starting to evolve. More people are becoming connected to their spirituality, and mediumship and psychic abilities is no longer so, you know, taboo. So we've come a long way. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because I just talked to a guest that said he lost his job because of his beliefs. And that's kind of sad, but I do understand, you know, because people don't understand. When you don't understand something, then it doesn't exist, or you just can't connect to it. And I always said, you know, if you can believe in Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit, but you don't believe in any other spirit.
Right. And that's all, you know, and I explain to people when I refer to the universe, it is God. Mm-hmm. When I refer to my spirit guides, that's the Holy Ghost. You know, it's just a different name, but the same exact, you know, feeling or energy, or, you know, however you want to word it. So it's just a matter of perception, you know, for some people. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's that sense of some people get in a very, you know, strict, you know, box, if you will, of religion. The spirituality is a whole other different realm, you know.
It sure is. Yeah. I like when you said that you felt a strong need to help others. You know, that's when you begin learning more and opening yourself up to the divine.
Right. Yeah.
You had mentioned the pandemic. Then in March of 2020, I think that really opened a lot of people's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everywhere, even in the paranormal investigations, you know, people, I mean, just picked up like crazy because now you're home more. So now you're realizing what's going on in your house more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're realizing that there's more to it than just, you know, hearing a sound that maybe was a knock on the door outside was just a wind, you know, but it's not really. It's somebody else that's in that house, you know.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it. I really feel that the pandemic, and I mean this in a respectful way, but I feel like we needed it. The world needed us to slow down and really start to look at things in a different perspective. And you know, we didn't have all of the distractions that, you know, that we had, and we had to really start to connect with, you know, with our true selves, you know, and when that happens, people really start to become more aware and attentive of, you know, things that you can't quite explain, you know? And so, absolutely. I feel like the pandemic in a way, you know, helped us. You know, helped people evolve.
You said, you know, in the pandemic, you decided to share your abilities with the world. I mean, how did you reach out to the people? They contacted you or through social media or?
Yeah, it's so crazy that my story is just, I'm writing a book, actually. I'm in the middle of, I'm starting to write my book. And it's interesting because I started out with just sitting, I was literally so crazy. I was sitting on my bed with a wooden TV tray. I had maybe three or four crystals or stones to protect, you know, the space and the energy. And I started just reaching out through social media and giving free readings or donation readings. People really were looking for answers of what's coming next, or what about my job? You know, is my job secure? What about my health? You know, it was such good timing, unintentional. I had no intention of it being that way. But, you know, when I started to reach out to people, it was a crazy snowball effect. And it just got busier and busier. And now I would say the good percentage of my readings now are really more connecting with the spiritual world and channeling loved ones on the other side, because I feel a lot of people now are so open to their spirituality that they're believing, you know. And my abilities to tap into my clairvoyancy or my claircognizance, which is ability to, you know, see future, I've just had so many beautiful validations of what I have seen, and people coming back and saying, oh my gosh, you were right. This is what happened, you know? Mm-hmm. So I really feel that, you know, the universe knew what I needed to do. And now I'm doing my soul purpose, you know, and it's beautiful. It's amazing.
Do you have a hard time helping family?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I hear this a lot from other spirit mediums. They can help out almost anybody. When it comes to, you know, your immediate family, it's tough.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. And absolutely. And, you know, my mom and my dad have both passed, and I can feel them around me, and sometimes I'll smell them, you know, there's certain scents. My dad smoked, and so we'll smell cigarette smoke. But absolutely, I feel, you know, we as mediums or psychics, more mediumship, but when I sit down with a relative, and I've done this a few times, it's hard to get out of your conscious mind of what you know and your judgmental mind and get into that subconscious mind and tap into your intuition and psyche, because what happens is they just mesh together and then they fight, you know, and it's too hard. Plus I feel like it's a protective mechanism, you know, so that we're not putting too much of our own personal energy into it, if that makes sense, you know. But yeah, I agree 100%. It's hard to do family.
It's tough because it's a blessing and a curse being the gifts that you have.
Yes, you just took the words out of my mouth. That is one of my sayings. People say, oh, that should, That's so cool what you do, or I wish I could do that. Which, for that fact, that a lot of people, if not everybody, they all have the same gift. You have it, your relatives, friends, we all have these beautiful gifts or abilities. It's just some have been, I guess I would say, gifted with a purpose with them, And, so I tell people it sounds cool and it's interesting. And sometimes I shock myself with the stuff I can see or hear or feel. But at the end of the day, I do. I say this is a blessing and it's a curse. Juggle them both,
Because I don't believe in coincidences. I believe
Oh, me either.
everything happens for a reason. And I think
Absolutely.
you're the reason. I mean, there's a reason why you were had the calling to be a psychic medium.
Yep.
And I think that reason is to help others.
100%. Yep. Absolutely.
You said you're writing your first book.
Yes. I really, I guess, maybe I would say autobiography-ish, I guess, but really starting it out with the, beginning of when, I first had my first experience with, an apparition. Even kind of touch basing a little bit with my near-death experience, what happened there, why I feel like that opened up, my gifts. And then, yeah, really just talking about, how I was able to connect with all of my abilities or gifts and helping others to be able to open up their own. And I'm actually doing classes here in the next couple of months, whether they be in Zoom or in person, to help people really start to connect with their spirituality, So here, this is just another, modality, if you will, of helping others. So it's going to be exciting.
You expect that to come out this year or next year?
Next year. So where I'm at is just and finding the time, blocking
Right.
out time to sit down and just do it. And I just had a lady reach out to me. Well, it was right before Christmas, and I ended up, unfortunately, I got influenza A. So I just now recovered. And with what I do, I have to be 100%. And so she reached out. She her daughter was unfortunately found deceased, and they said it was an overdose. And she said it didn't make any sense. And so she sent me pictures and asked if I could help her to get some closure, with her daughter's passing. And then in addition to that, her daughter's boyfriend a year ago just disappeared, and they can't find him. So, that's kind of a little bit of what I work with, with law enforcement. I don't know if you, I'm sure you recall, but gosh, when was that? A couple years ago, Gabby Petito with the Gabby Petito case.
Oh,
I you remember that whole, yeah. So, in the background, yeah, I was working a little bit with individuals with the dreams I was getting and the visions. And I a lot of it of what I was seeing, they validated later. And so, it honestly it is my dream. I would love to do that full time and work with, unsolved cases and cold cases,
But do you
but
feel like that kind of get drawn into the family like you do
oh
when you
yeah.
it's like you know them, like you've become part of the family because
You
you're
do.
getting so personal information.
100%.
Or
And
not even be able to sleep at night because some of the stuff maybe
yep.
is so
Oh yeah.
bothersome, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You invest so much of your time and energy and emotion. And that's the hardest part with me because I'm such an empath that I will absorb that energy. And I have to remember that I can't do that because then, I literally can make myself sick, That's the hard part for me personally. It's such a fine line.
And all these psychics I have on my show, it's the same thing, you know. When I ask that question, curse or a blessing, you know, because it could be both. I mean, it has to be both.
Oh yeah, and it really is because there's the balance of the dark and the light, and it's knowing that you're helping others find closure, or some kind of comfort, so there's that, and then you have the dark side, if you will, of the visions you get, the feelings you get. So it's when a medium or psychic gets information, as we write it down, it's that flow of energy. No, you're absolutely right. the balancing the, you know, the good and the bad. But I truly feel that if you are experienced and you've got, you know, the know-how to protect yourself and protect your energy, then the darkness of it, you know, or the curse, if you will, isn't as impactful, you know. So it's important. That's one thing I tell people when I do my classes, make sure before you dabble in any of this or try to open up your abilities that you protect yourself before and after.
Almost definitely, you know, and that's why whenever I go into a haunted house, I do a protection prayer before I go there, and I do one before I leave, you know, because I don't want to take anything home with me.
Absolutely.
You can't see, but I got a cross on the wall here and I got a cross back there.
Oh, nice.
My candle's burning.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a short break and we'll come right back.
Sounds great.
Are you interested in all things paranormal, ghosts, EVPs, cryptozoology, and the history behind the legends we all love, but you don't have an hour out of your day to listen to another podcast? Well, then you should listen to Ghostly Paranormal, where we talk about all of those subjects and condense it down into 15 minutes or less. Check out Ghostly Paranormal.
Welcome back to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you.
I want to get back into, you said that you also have a podcast.
Yes.
The Mini Medium.
Yes.
Which is on A1 Radio.
A1R Psychic Radio. Yes. I love it. Yeah. Funny story about my name really quick, but I'm only 5 feet tall. And so my husband, you know, we were kind of talking about, you know, being a medium, and he came up with the name, the Mini Medium. And I even have it on my license plate on my car, and it's, being short. Yep. The right. Mini Medium, you know, and when the producers of A1R Psychic Radio, it's also called, they have another affiliate, Moonstruck TV. They reached out and they said, you know, we've been watching you on your social media and love what you do. Would you like to be, you know, one of our shows, if you will. So I now have a 30-minute podcast every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I take callers, usually about 2 callers an episode. And it's kind of scary sometimes when it's live. But it's on anywhere that you can stream your favorite podcast.
So it's video and audio, or just audio?
Video and audio. Yes. Yeah.
If you can present and you love what you do, and you can always tell when you go to a podcast that number one, that you do your research and you know what you're talking about. And I love learning on this show. I love learning from other psychic mediums. I love learning from UFO investigators and, you know, find out things all the time. I just found out what a doppelganger was a couple of years ago. I never knew that.
Oh, really?
I never knew
oh
a doppelganger
gosh.
Was. And
that
so
is hilarious.
My brother told me, my brother calls me and says, I seen you, and he lives in Georgia. He says, and I live in Ohio. And he says, I seen you.
Your doppelganger.
I seen you at Bob Evans today. I says, it wasn't me.
Wow.
I started doing some research on doppelgangers. I did an episode on doppelgangers, you know.
Oh, I
found
love
out
it.
What a fae was just a couple of years ago. I didn't know what fae people were.
Yeah.
So I love learning. I heard one today. I didn't know about the 411, you know, the missing 411.
Ah, yes.
You know, so I'm going to do some more research on that. So
I love it.
And that's what I love about this show, because I can have everybody on and let you tell your side. Some people may not agree with you. You're going to touch somebody out there that does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who do you go to? Like when I was 12 years old, who do I go to tell somebody I see a ghost? Who do you go to? My parents don't believe me. You know, I'm grounded if I mention I see that ghost. You know, I think I was grounded half my life, you know.
Yeah, it's just nice to have somebody who you can, you know, tell these experiences and you know, bounce ideas off of, because like we talked about earlier, it really validates, you know, oh my gosh, okay, I'm not the only one that, you know, has experienced these things. And now I have someone who can understand and relate. And that's even how, when I have clients come and we do readings, and I'll tell them, you are so gifted. I can just tell that, you have these abilities, and I'll validate things that I have, or that I see that they went through. And they're like, oh my gosh, I now feel validated. And that's all people want,
Does your husband, is he the same way as you, like psychic medium or?
Oh no. He no he funny story with my husband really quick is we've been together for 13 years, almost married for 10, and he just found out 3 years ago the magnitude of my gifts. He thought I just read tarot cards. He thought I just looked at cards and read. And now he has been so amazing, and he's evolved into, connecting with me and my spirituality. And he even wears, his stones and his crystals, and to protect his energy. And even his family, who, his mom and dad are LDS, being from Utah. So I was a little worried when I decided to share, my gifts, but they all are my biggest fans, my biggest supporters. So I've been very blessed to have a family that's, that supports what I do. Some don't know if they believe it yet. They're still on the fence. But at the end of the day, they're always at my events. I do big events and they're always there. And so I feel very blessed in that category.
I think I've seen somewhere where you deal with Reiki,
Reiki.
Reiki healing.
Yes.
My wife and I just did that a couple of years ago. We love it, because we have
Good.
a lady in our area that has a what's called a White Barn healing tent.
I love that.
And the Indians come and they erect this tent every spring, and they come and they take it down at the end of fall. And we went there. I swear to God, man, I've been having a knee problem. I couldn't hardly walk. And I left there, and I swear to God, my knees were fine.
Isn't that crazy?
How do you explain that?
Yeah, unbelievable. That's what I love about my Reiki. And I tell people when they come and they have a session, you have to be open to this. You have to, I mean, you don't have to believe 100%, but you have to be open to the fact that, as I, do Reiki within my hands, that healing from my hands is going to help that energy, within you. It's just like, the Karate Kid, where Mr. Miyagi claps his hands and he rubs his hands. It's exactly the same thing, It's very powerful. And especially when you can see and feel the benefits of it, like you just said, how can you explain it?
I went in there and open-minded, because my sister said, how, because I was kind of skeptical at first.
Yeah.
She says, how can you believe in ghosts and spirits? And you just have an open mind when you go there. Just open your mind up,
Yeah.
and you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And we did, I can't wait to go back.
I love it.
That's another gift you have, helping others through Reiki. So I'm going to put all your links at the bottom of this episode that where they can contact you and
Okay.
through your podcast. Do you have a website that they can go to and contact you for any type of readings?
Right now, my Facebook is the best. My website's under some construction right now, or reconstruction, but my Facebook has a scheduler. And it's Stephanie's Tarot Readings. And on there, you can schedule or message or book. And then email, good old fashioned email. But, and then through email, it's Tarot with Steph, and it's spelled STEFF at gmail.com. And that one, I get a lot of emails too. So yeah, those are my best ways right now.
So I'll try to put all these links down there so they can
Okay.
contact you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You said you love to fulfill, your purpose to share your abilities and to people who allow you to do it. And that's the key right there. Just open up and let you do it.
Yep. I don't promote myself. All of my clients, if you will, it's all been word of mouth. People reach out to me. I don't reach out to anybody. If there's any advertising, it's really just social media, in a sense. But yeah, I would just wait for them to come to me. It's beautiful.
Well, it's been my pleasure having you on the show, and I hope we talk again once your book comes on. If you come on and promote it,
I would love to. And I'm excited to read your book.
I'm more than halfway through, so
Good. Good.
I'll have my mind set on three more chapters. So,
You're almost there.
what I want to do now is I want to go back to that neighborhood that I grew up in. I know it was 50 years ago, but I want to maybe ask some of the neighbors. That area that I'm talking about is on Indian burial grounds.
Ah.
That could be a main factor in there, because there are some of these other houses even haunted around it. Because if it is Indian burial grounds, then maybe some of these other houses may have some activity.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
But how do I knock on somebody's door without them shooting me, you know?
Yeah. And how do you explain?
Hello, yeah. Hi, is your house haunted, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Right. Well, Stephanie, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie Cowan, for that fantastic interview. I love having psychic mediums on my show. I think Stephanie is truly gifted, and I look forward to having her back on the show when her book comes out. All of Stephanie's links will be at the bottom of this episode. I will see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.